Let's go over some more names of note that have been released here in the last few hours. Quarterbacks now are dropping like flies because more and more teams are doing the opposite of the Steelers. The Steelers are a relic in this respect. They have tried to move into the 21st century in a number of different ways. One way that they maintain their old fuddy-duddiness is that they keep three quarterbacks on the active roster. And I think last year proved their methodology right. I mean, if they had jettisoned Mason Rudolph, he wouldn't have been around to save their season. So they probably feel validated in that the way that they do things with three makes more sense than what most of the NFL does, keeps two and then maybe stashes a young guy away on the practice squad.
Well, hold on. Did you see the rule change with that? So Pelissero had this. You're talking about like stashing a guy and bringing him up as needed from the practice squad?
Yes.
Pelissero put this out there yesterday. NFL teams were informed that the NFLPA vetoed the revised emergency third quarterback rule that would have allowed teams to elevate a bona fide QB from the practice squad an unlimited number of times. So the rule now has reverted back, which says emergency third quarterback must be on the 53-man, not an elevation.
Well, there you go.
So that is a little nugget of detail in there.
A couple of guys from the NFL quarterback draft class of 2022, better known as the Kenny Pickett draft.
Worst quarterback class ever, the opposite of the 83 class?
Were cut today. Bailey Zappe.
Zuppe.
Who came in here and looked like he was surgical versus the Steelers in that Thursday night game. He's done in New England. And how about this? Arthur Smith's week one starting quarterback last year, Desmond Ridder, out after getting traded to Arizona. He didn't beat out a guy named Clayton Toon there to back up Kyler Murray. And that was the player that Smith had his fortunes tied to in Atlanta. Now, how much did he have to do with Ridder getting drafted there? My guess is he had a role. I don't think as big as Tomlin did with Pickett. So I can't completely absolve Smith of that. Like, I'm not going to say the guy was like a victim in their quarterback process, but still, he's got to be looking at Wilson and Fields and thinking that he's died and gone to heaven compared to having Desmond Ridder at quarterback last year, Chris. Even given those two guys and their known weaknesses right now. I mean, Ridder is not an NFL quarterback.
The only NFL quarterback really from that draft is Brock Purdy.
So it's funny you mentioned that. Only two guys who were drafted at quarterback in that draft are with their original teams, and they were both seventh-round picks. Skylar Thompson won the backup job behind Tua in Miami.
Almost beat the Bills in the playoffs.
And Purdy. Everyone else, Pickett traded to Philly, Ridder traded to Arizona, then cut. Malik Willis traded yesterday to Green Bay. Matt Corral cut by Minnesota. Bailey Zappe cut by New England. Sam Howell traded from Washington to Seattle. Chris Oladokun picked ahead of Purdy, cut by Kansas City today, and then you've got Skylar Thompson and Brock Purdy. Look, we all miss. I thought that Kenny Pickett would be Joe Burrow 2.0. None of us shoot 1,000%, even Hall of Fame GMs. Like, this is what Kevin Colbert said about that 2022 quarterback class.
I believe it's a quality class. There might not be the number of players at that position that there have been in the past, but it's certainly good quality, and there's going to be starting NFL quarterbacks coming out of this class for sure.
Technically wrong, because there's only one. Plural is not appropriate there.
And he tacked on the for sure.
I think something you've been doing low-key whenever that quarterback class has come up is just you've made sure that you have a little reservoir. You have a little resource of clips of other people screwing that draft class up, including
absolutely.
GMs. You are doing misery loves company.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely huge way.
You better believe it.
I mean, it is blatant right now.
Dottie, did you pick up on that too? I'm trying to find as many people that were high on Kenny and as high on that draft pick as possible to create like a wall, like a coating of protection for me. So I can bring them up and reference
Kevin Colbert loved him. So did all these other guys. I was just going with the flow this time. Don't look at me.
I mean, I'm not going to attack him for that. I think it's a good strategy. And he's not the guy that actually made the pick. That's the bad thing. We got words of the guy who actually made the pick.
You glossed over this yesterday. I really think Ben playing an extra year would have done wonders for them. You would have had to stomach another year of Roethlisberger saying this old cowboy still got a little left in him and all that business. But then they would have just dodged the 2022 quarterback draft bullet, Chris.
I know, but would they have been bad enough with Ben to get the 2023 quarterback draft class and have more access to it or whatever, or just...
Well, what do you think? Do you think Ben had a lot left after his final season here?
No.
Okay.
But, like, they were somehow allergic to going worse than 9-8.
All right, so even if they go 9-8, you think that that takes them out of quarterback sweepstakes in the Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud draft class? Anthony Richardson?
Richardson, draft class. Richardson went fourth overall, though, man. Yep. If they go 9-8, they have access to, what, Will Levis?
Ugh.
Right, so like here, just to rehash this very briefly, the list of quarterbacks from that draft is Stroud, probably a future MVP, Young, probably sucks, Richardson, athletic dream and wild card completely.
Someone Kirk Herbstreit thinks is going to get benched for Joe Flacco this year, but continue.
Levis eats bananas with the peel on, mayonnaise and coffee. Hendon Hooker, Jake Haener. Know where Jake Haener went to school, Donnie? A lot of people thought Jake Haener was a sleeper pick and sleeper prospect in this draft.
Well, I have the draft pulled up.
Fresno State. Stetson Bennett, who I actually thought was going to turn the Rams himself into something. Up. Yeah, he still might, I guess. Aiden O'Connell, Clayton Toon, DTR, Sean Clifford. How'd he do?
He got cut by the Packers today. Malik Willis, now the backup there.
Jaren Hall, Tanner McKee, who was pushing Kenny pretty hard in Philly. Max Duggan.
Oh! Hacksaw Max Duggan, baby.
I got cut.
So I guess my point
is
you're that
right.
They
would have had the trade up. You're right.
So that's my only point there. So maybe Roethlisberger for two more years.
Two more years of Ben. And then Michael Penix would have been here. I'm not in love with either.
I actually have a weird feeling Penix might be better than all, but like, you know, maybe those top three guys that people think really have a lot of potential. He throws the deep ball, man. He's aggressive as hell.
He's also had all kinds of injuries, like an operation board.
I am aware, but I would take the risk on a guy like that who can chuck it downfield accurately.
Some other names of players that have been cut here in the last few hours that might be of interest to the Steelers. Can I interest you in Alex Leatherwood? He is back out there again. He was another guy the Steelers were very fond of in that draft. He is an offensive lineman who plays every position on the line. The issue seems to be he doesn't play any of them well.
So he's like Dan Moore on steroids.
He was cut after being a first-round pick. He was cut by the Raiders the following year after Mike Mayock and John Gruden were blown out of there.
Let me give you a quick aside on that. So when I put out a tweet about Terrace Marshall was intriguing, you and I agreed there that Marshall, of all these cut receivers from other teams, intrigued us the most.
The Marshall plan.
Right. I had a bunch of people respond, if he can't hack it with Carolina, he can't hack it anywhere. Wrong. It's like when people talk about, I hate to say this, the Pirates miss on some guys who go elsewhere and play well.
Why do you hate to say that? It's just true.
I know, but I guess I hate to say it because it is true. Carolina has that vibe about them right now in the NFL. You want to know where I don't say that about a player? If the Raiders pick him and he stinks, he probably just stinks. It's probably not Raiders picked him. He's actually a diamond waiting to be unearthed elsewhere.
Gabe Stevenson released by the Bills, Donnie. Does that do anything for you?
Might do something for Triple H.
He's a former professional wrestler, but college wrestler too, right? Or just professional wrestler. Did he wrestle in college?
Yeah, he was like a heavyweight champ.
Yeah. I'm always intrigued by those guys.
Is it Gable Stevenson or Gabe?
Gable Stevenson. It's actually
Steve
not Stevenson.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's easy to mess up because
Pony, who did Brock Lesnar try to make the team with?
Vikings?
Yeah, who did Bill Goldberg try to make
Falcons?
It with?
Falcons?
Yep, oh yeah.
I'm always intrigued by those college wrestlers, those Carlton Hasselrig types. With Zach Frazier and Keanu Benton.
I mean, they're insane. Like some of those guys are like insane athletes.
Teach him the game.
I know, but there's so many. I think that's such, like, Hasselrig is so impressive to me because I think there's just so many, and Donnie, you would know this, you actually played O-line. There's so many little fine point details where you could be a great athlete, but you've got to pick up some innate stuff that you either have or you don't. Like, if it was just a raw strength game, don't you think Brock Lesnar would have figured out a way to make it work? But when you're going up against dudes just as big as you who are stronger and have the technique, or as strong and have the technique, it doesn't matter if you were a champion wrestler or not.